Welcome to the Next Level Worship radio broadcast, where we learn what it means to worship God with our lives. For more information and resources, visit nextlevelworship.com. Now, here is today's teaching.
Hello, everyone. This is John Martin, the Director of Ministries with Next Level Worship. I'm delighted that you're able to join us today. And today, I want us to spend just a little bit of time talking about the topic of praise. When we truly understand that worship is all about loving God and that it should encompass all that we do, we can better understand that praise is about lifting God. You see, praise is that part of worship where we express, we make the direct and deliberate choice to lift high the name of God. According to Psalm 150, verse 6, all of creation is encouraged to praise Him. The Scripture says, "Let everything that breathes praise the Lord." Hallelujah. So therefore, praise, it should be a very natural experience for Christians. But however, in truth, it often seems unnatural because it's improperly done or it's improperly motivated. But let's see what the Bible teaches us about praise. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16 says, "Therefore, through Him let us continually offer up to God our sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of our lips that confess His name. Don't neglect to do good and to share, for God is pleased with such sacrifices." The first thing that we can notice from the Scripture is that we have the responsibilities of praise. Verse 15 teaches us that there are certain responsibilities concerning praise. First of all, we must praise God correctly. The text tells us that it's through Him we offer our sacrifice to praise to God. Correct praise is based upon a foundation of a personal relationship with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only those who have experienced God's salvation by grace through faith in Jesus can offer to God true praise. Correct praise flows outward and upward from our hearts to His. But not only do we have the responsibility to praise God in a correct manner, we also have the responsibility to praise Him consciously. You see, praise is not something that just happens. Praise is a very deliberate choice by the believer to lift up the Lord. Many of us are waiting to praise for it to just bubble forth from us without our doing it on purpose. Well, if that's the case, you may have to wait for a long time. Now, let me be clear. Sometimes praise does escape my mouth before I even know it, but that rarely occurs. But see, in our text, we have a clear command to praise the Lord. The Lord does not command us to do something that we have no control over. And most of the praising that I do, it's 100% on purpose. I make the choice, I make the decision that I'm going to lift high the name of God and praise. So let us decide that Jesus has been so good to us that we're going to make that conscious decision and effort to praise Him. But then the last responsibility that we have in praise is to praise Him continually. A lot of us do a pretty good job of praising the Lord at church. But what about at home? How about on our job? How about when we're driving down the road listening to the radio? You see, true praise should be an everyday event in the life of the believer. Psalm chapter 34, verse 1 says, "I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips." Is the Lord good to you all the time? Sure He is. Then we've got cause to praise the Lord all the time. But not only do we see the responsibilities of praise, let's look at the requirements of praise. Now, we've talked about how that worship is simply loving God, and that's a very private matter. It's the source of our praise. And while worship is private, our praise can be public, and it's the surplus of our worship. And so we need to understand that we are to praise God in all situations and at all times. And we've been given 8 wonderful ways in which we can praise Him. We can praise Him by singing. We can praise Him by clapping. We can praise Him by lifting our hands. We can praise Him by kneeling in prayer. We can praise Him by shouting and lifting our voices high. We can praise Him just silently, meditating, maybe through smiles or through tears. We're able to praise Him in the dance. There are so many ways that we can praise God, but we're required to praise Him all the time. And we generally exhibit it in 2 ways. We're required to praise God with the fruit of our lips. That's what our text says. It says that we are to continually offer up to God the sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of our lips that confess His name. So we praise Him with the fruit of our lips. We can sing. We can make a joyful noise. But while we use our lips to praise God, we also need to understand that true biblical worship results in, and God requires, that we exhibit our praise in the fruit of our lives. If you look at verse 16, it says, "Don't neglect to do good and to share, because God is pleased with such sacrifices." A life that is devoted to God, a heart of worship, will result in praise, and it works its way into our lifestyles. We got to back up what we say with what we do. The passage says, do good. It means that we should not only just cut out the sin in our lives, but we need to replace it with godly habits. We ought to look for opportunities to do good things for God and for people. Imagine how wonderful our testimonies would be if we lived a life that caused us to praise God and caused others to praise Him because of our testimony. God, we thank You for this day. Thank You that we can praise You. Teach us to praise You. Teach us to praise You from a heart that is in love with You. And teach us to praise You in ways that lifts Your name high among the nations. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Next Level Worship radio broadcast, a production of Next Level Worship International. Our ministry disciples Christians and helps churches around the world to experience true biblical worship. For resources and help, visit nextlevelworship.com or our Facebook page at Next Level Worship International.